Hello everyone, welcome to the Graps and Claps podcast, this time on the way back from Cleethorpes. We've got our Jeff here.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
Sober, for a change. Alright. Lovely day today, isn't it?
Last 2 days have been cracking the flags, haven't they?
Usually pissing it down, but it's a nice refreshing change, not to be pissed on.
Yeah. So we went to Cleethorpes for the BWR Riot Rumble 2024, the fourth year running we've been to this event.
I think they call us regulars by this point.
I think they can, yeah. Not really changing much Cleethorpes. It gained more people yesterday because of the bank holiday.
Yeah, it's nice to see it packed for a change. I think normally it's a lot quieter, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, today, very packed seat from.
So, when we got into Cleethorpes, we went to our abode for the evening, which was the Malaview Bed and Breakfast, which was a replacement due to 21 Bursar Street kicking it out, well, cancelling on us.
Yeah, not the first time. I probably for the better, I think. I mean, you know, it's just somewhere to put your head down and keep your stuff safe, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
They've overbooked.
Yeah, it's a place for builders, isn't it, supposedly? Contractors.
Yeah, contractors, I suppose.
Yeah. So the Malaview, we did have a look through the bookings, what I've done, and I think we stopped there 3 years ago. I couldn't remember the breakfast.
No.
Having a breakfast there, but yeah, no, it's a really nice, comfy bed.
It was nice, for £50 each, and you get a breakfast with it, you can't complain at that.
No. So after here, we went to... We were trying to decide which pub shall we go in, the Nottingham, seeing what they had on, the Five Real Ales of Doom, Oakham Citra, Landlord.
Yeah. Out the door we went.
Out the door we went.
So straight to the usual haunt, the starting place, and probably the best place for your craft beer in Cleethorpes, which is a message in the bottle.
Yeah, renovated. They've sort of knocked a wall down and put the bar at the other end now.
Seems a lot more space, but... not a lot more space, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Struggle getting a seat in there. It was really packed. Obviously, it was such a nice day as well.
Got a band, didn't they?
And, well, they had a lad doing a bit of acoustic singing that nobody were really taking much notice on. But yeah, some cracking ales in there, and some cracking ales that you could buy as well, including one, what was it, 16.2% IPA.
Yeah.
Tartarus beer.
Yeah.
Christ, it'd be like smacking a daddy's sauce bottle trying to get that out.
Some of the drinking here, a passion fruit ale.
Clear Royal.
The passion fruit ale, it didn't much it passion fruit in.
It was light.
The Clear Royal one, the 0.5 from Match Gang and Vault City, a glass wrecker. That Super 8 ball, or whatever it was.
They were like a goblet, weren't it?
Yeah.
Like Indiana Jones would be chasing after an idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the lacing on the glass in black, literally like fruit pulp or whatever. Yeah, it tasted alright, you know.
Yeah.
For a non-alcoholic beer.
And I had a Bock Hell, which was 6.8%. $6.99 for the bottle, but served in a big tall glass. It was lovely.
Yeah, I had three in here, just like two standard real ales and a can of from Marble, come all the way from Manchester for a can of my own beer.
Yeah, we also had Chris Wilson join us, who had a bit of Orangeade.
That's right.
But they do a good selection of non-alcoholic drinks in there. I know he's had a non-alcoholic cocktail in there.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised, isn't it? We're an eye opener for him.
Yeah. It was good to see Chris again as we went to platform number one.
Yeah, supernova, you can see it.
As you said, God's waiting room
in there. Yeah, it were. You just walked through the door and it was like being in that film Cocoon. It's like all the old folks had dropped off, you know. They've got the badges on, the name badges.
They have name badges.
I'm going to say it would have been a speed dating, you know, but not at their age.
Yeah.
So God knows what was going on in there.
I don't know, they had music on.
They did.
Yeah. But it
drying out the wheezing, wasn't it?
Oh God. But a cracking pub though. I mean, you'd fit in there in a couple of weeks.
I'm still 49, sod off. So yeah, no, I like this is the second time we've been in there. First time a bit quieter, this time just, like I say, absolutely hammered.
Still outside?
Yeah, still outside in the sun, yeah. So yeah, we're nice.
Cheap for a pint as well, I think about £3.50.
Yeah,
they do food in there, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, from my sources on the bar at BWR last night.
Right, okay.
So, no, great pub. We'll definitely, I think the first two are going to be our, I think they're the regular places to go, aren't they?
Regular ones, yeah.
Next up, Spoons.
Yeah, just got a bite to eat in here, like some sort of chicken burger thing and chips. A bit dry. Needed the mayonnaise on it. But with the meal deal, you've got a rum and coke, bamboo rum and coke, so that's pretty good value, I think, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Spoons, you know, standard fare.
Yeah, I had one of the cans, like a West Coast IPA, £3.50 it was. It was alright, I didn't really fancy anything off the bar, it were all the same.
Yeah, we seen one, you seen them all. I had pints of Seahorse.
Yeah.
That was alright.
So that's our last place of pubs. Yeah. Well, till after the show. But we got into the Memorial Hall. Healthy crowd?
Yeah, there were a few empty seats. Not as busy as usual, I don't think, to be honest.
A bar were quieter. I think it just seemed to be us who were going to the bar.
Well, that says more about us than the people who were seeing the show, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's cash only still.
I know, yeah. So very.
Yeah. So as ever, you have to get like the £20 out and pay that.
It's probably one of the only times these days that I actually have to carry money on me.
Yeah.
Is going to BWR.
Yeah.
Oh, and then obviously Soft Pro tomorrow when
Soft
it's
Pro, yeah.
Cash only, wink nudge, back pocket, one for you, one for me.
Yeah. So it's all like Timmy Taylor's landlord, Old Peculiar.
Yeah. Whiskey and Coke.
Whiskey and Coke, you started on them early, didn't you? I think you had about two or three of them.
Well, it's got a bit tired of the retail stuff, so you just step it up a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say what drink our Cleefort's friend Jason and his mates had.
It's not just hooch.
Yeah.
Super hooch.
Super hooch.
So it's like, was it like 8% or something?
So it's 8%, so it's like, WKD Gold and Dragon Soup.
Yeah.
Oh my word. One taste of this. Oh, it was lovely. Yeah. There was a party going on in my mouth and everyone was invited.
Oh, well. I'm going to say your Tinder doesn't know that. Yeah, it was nice stuff. I mean, obviously this morning we had a walk around trying to look at the local licensing. Pretty much everyone trying to find this stuff just to have one on the train. Couldn't find it. I mean, Jason told us it was a co-op. No co-op. So yeah, we had a walk around, like I say, all the offices were open, including going past the Scratching Post, which was open. And listen, people, let's have a pint. It's 9:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Even I'm not that desperate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it was Scratching Post, weren't it? Open at 9 a.m.
Isn't it? People knocking down the door for the taste of Carlin.
Oh dear. But yeah, no, the super root. If I do find it somewhere, I am definitely having a can of it.
Yeah,
it's much better than Dragon Soup. Can be a bit too sweet, or just a bit more on the alcohol side. It's not enjoyable.
It's not an enjoyable.
It's not an enjoyable drink for piss heads.
Just get it down.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Let's get into the first match, which was Nathan Cruz of Second to None fame. What a tune. Well, it was a bit of a talking segment. So Nathan Cruz comes out. Him and Joe Connors have had a bit of a set too. So going on, Nathan Cruz, I built this place.
Yeah.
Where have you? Where were you? He's now unrestricted, Joe Connors, isn't
it? I should put the restrictions back on, be honest. Like I said, he was unrestricted. He was the first one over the wall, like in World War One at NXT UK, when they were releasing them all, you know, and unfortunately the bullets missed. So, so you can't have everything, can you? Yeah, so they're just having a tit for tat argument about who built BWR and who stayed and who left and who cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. and that set up.
Well, he was his understudy, Riley Nover, who put in place of him.
Yeah, set up a match with him. Yeah.
So, also got to point out Joseph Connor's hair. It's well conditioned, isn't it? I said it was reminiscent of David Ginola on the Because I'm Worth It ad.
Yeah, some people are worth it.
It's nice hair.
Oh, there you go. Got something going for it.
The match, though.
Yeah, it's a good showing by both of them, really. Nathan Cruz was super over with the crowd, didn't he?
Yeah. I think this is the first time he's a babyface.
Yeah.
In BWR, yeah. Yeah, so it's a bit of a strange dichotomy. We'd seen him as a babyface in NGW, didn't we, when we used to go to Pudsey and Keighley of this parish.
Yeah, all the Yorkshire.
Well, he's generally always been a baddie.
Yeah, but he just works as good as a babyface as you can, either. Yeah, like I said, super over. A decent showing for Riley Nover as well, you know, yeah. Up and coming.
Yeah.
You know, giving him a bit without giving him too much. You know, yeah, very good.
There were bits where, you know, Joe Connors were trying to cost him the match and cost Nathan the match, but overcome it and won with the one night stand.
Yeah.
Which he won off Alex Shane back in the day in a raffle.
Show.
So that's the first match done with. Match number two now. It was for the BWR Women's title. It was Gia Adams versus Kira Kamira. I was trying to think of the chant to Dana International, Viva La Diva, for Kira Kamira.
Yeah, it worked.
It does work, sort of. Anyway, one thing that didn't work was this match.
Oh, that's putting me on the spot. Yeah, I've seen a lot better from both.
Yeah.
This wasn't it. The end of it, Andrew. Gia Adams retains her women's title via DQ after Kira Kamira got herself disqualified. Sort of like, I don't know what was going on.
The referee had his shirt taken off him.
Yeah, he did.
And then Scotty Rourke just like put it on, counted three, but an imaginary three. So Kira Kamira's just run off with the belt. And then, Richard Young, the ring announcer, Youngie, he told off his lad, Scotty Rourke. Said, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, and he also says, if Rock gets DQ'd in his title match, he loses the belt. There's two things Scotty can do about it, which are, Andrew?
Nothing and like it.
Correct. Yes, storyline progression, I guess, with this match. Obviously, with Scotty Rock and his group, you know, railing against authority, and Gia Adams retains, but instantly forgettable match.
The aesthetics, I would say, of the Scotty Rock group, they suit each other.
Yes, they do, very good.
And Jack Turner, Kira Kamira, I think B.A.B.A. Rose is in it as well.
B.A.B.A. Rose, yeah, very much like that. They look like a team,
yeah,
or a group, and they all, you know, look alike, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Swiftly moving on.
Swiftly.
Next up, a tag team match with the Roll Bros. I made up a good chant. Roll, roll, roll your bros gently down the stream, and they give the thumbs up to it.
They did, yeah.
So the Roll Bros versus Ace Matthews and Boy Number Three.
That's right. He's had more boys than Michael Jackson, this lad. Boy Number Three. He did say his name.
Tyson Keaton, Michael's son.
Just, you know, all the connections in it. I thought this was a really good match. The Roll Bros, first time I've seen him as a tag team. I've seen one of the Roll Bros on his own as a single.
Roll.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other one, Death Row.
Oh, no,
that's the finisher, the Death Row.
The Death Row?
Yeah.
I like to see him get all the ducks in a row.
Yeah.
And I don't know what reference this is going to be. It might be a manoeuvre for him. They'd be quackers to do it.
They would.
Yes. But yeah, I really enjoyed this. The crowd loved it. And
Ace Matthews is always good in his role, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of more like your amalgamation of Evo into BWR. Obviously, they used to have separate shows, and then they tried afternoon shows and one and the other.
Yeah,
just trying to find a formula that works for both.
Yeah, I think it's literally stuck. you know, evil stick.
It's the glue that holds the show together.
It is. Roll Bros won with the death roll.
Yeah,
I thought Roll Bros. I'd like to see him again.
I'd like to see him, yeah, get him out more places. Yeah.
I think I said that to Younger as well. I said they were very good. First time I've seen him as a tag team, yeah. Enjoyed the work. Ace Matthews as well. Got rid of boy number three.
He got rid of boy number three, so he's moving on to number four now.
Yeah.
So through all the boys.
Yeah.
Like a dose of salt.
But shall we get it was a hard time main event with Shaw Samuels East, who comes out to Shaw Life.
Yeah.
It's a good tune. Versus Scotty Rourke, the champion. First time I think we've met each other, these two.
Oh, I can recall, unless anybody knows any different. This was a really good match. A lot of back and forth action. He's been around for longer than the mother-in-law, but he's probably in the best shape of his life, you know, and probably some of the best wrestling matches I've seen as well.
Yeah.
This really, really was good.
Did the like bloody moonsault, weren't it? The Shaw salt.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He does a lot more five-fly manoeuvres now than he used to do.
Well, that's it. Just goes to show, if you're carrying less timber, you can fly higher than ever before.
Yeah.
That's why I'm staying firmly on the ground.
Exactly. Scotty Rourke, as a heel, I think he works well.
Yeah.
Because he is like the hometown hero, and he turned on the crowd. And
that's right. I think it'll be one of them eventually when he does turn back to being a babyface. It'll make him twice as popular as what he was before the first time.
Yeah.
Which is normally what happens.
Yeah.
In wrestling lore, of course.
Yeah. Rourke won here with the Roundhouse of Doom that caught Shaw Samuels' shoulder.
He's only a little lad, isn't he?
He caught him with enough to get the victory.
He didn't get all of it, is what
proper,
you're saying.
Yes, proper solid match, so. Half-time.
Half-time.
Jeff went outside for a fresh air.
Fresh air, bad Chris, and a Diet Coke.
I went gassing.
Yeah.
And we come back with the Rumble, Jeff.
We did.
20 people, one winner.
So I'm trying to remember any of this now.
Well, I will say with this, well, Nathan Cruz and what's his face?
Miles
came in with one and two.
Obviously second to none and second to none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pasty boys, Reese and Rogan. Second to none. Oh, Chuck Wood, weren't it?
Chuck Wood, yeah.
And like Nathan Cruz like, Matt Myers. No, just ignore.
That's it. He came out with his massive chopper.
He did, yeah. So that was a good surprise. I think going into this, I was thinking, Nathan Cruz or Joe Connors has got to win this because they're the two they've been setting up. But we had a surprise at number 20.
It was
one and only Will Cruz, who's not been in BWR since September when he lost the title to Scotty Rourke.
That's right.
Cashing in.
Cashed his money in the briefcase bank. Number one contender title shot in November, yeah, when Will Cruz had already won his match, he was quite beaten down, so it was easy prey for Scotty Rourke. Got to say the word, even though I don't like saying it, story.
Story.
This is a story. So it's obviously he's won the Rumble and gets to do the reverse on Scotty Rourke.
Yeah. So the pop for Cruz were great, but I think the biggest pop of the night has to go to Boy.
This is number one Boy.
Number one Boy.
Yeah, the original.
The original Boy.
Yeah. Massive hometown reaction. They just it blew me away, I think, really, to be honest. You know.
We seen it last time when he turned on Ace Matthews.
Yeah, it was like obviously storyline and everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting for it. So when they hit the go button, yeah. The roof off the place. And be honest, when he came out, same thing happened.
Yeah.
You know? Kid's got a future.
Amir Jordan as well.
Yeah, Amir Jordan always gets a good reaction, you know. Although love the old Knight Rider music. His dancing entrance is great. Yeah. Solid work.
Yeah, good Rumble. The crowd were hot with it.
Yeah, there were no lull in the action, you know. It just kept going at a fine clip.
It didn't feel like, you know, because we went to the Red Pro Rumble, and we enjoyed the Red Pro Rumble, but it went about an hour and a half.
Obviously, 10 more people in there watching them.
I know, but sometimes Rumbles like this,
good solid 50 minutes.
I guess when you're going that length of time, it's hard to be keep everything creative and moving along, you know. Yeah. So there's going to be peaks and troughs.
Yeah. So in the end, Will Cruz eliminated Joseph Connors. The crowd went wild.
They went wild, yeah.
And they had the big face-off at the end and getting at the anniversary show on July the 6th. It's Scotty Rock versus Will Cruz, and probably Nathan Cruz versus Joe Connors on that day, I would guess.
Yeah, see how it goes. Yeah, like I said, everything's setting everything up for the anniversary show.
Yeah. Overall, as a show, yeah.
A decent show. Some things didn't click, come off, you know. But on the whole, very good.
Yeah. To say we only come like once or twice a year, I think the storylines are easy to pick up.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
And you can instantly know who the popular people are straight away, which helps.
Yeah.
And it shows you've got your ducks in a row, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the main thing. It's, I know Charles Sanders has put on his Twitter this morning, it's like a hidden gem, you know. It shouldn't be, really.
You know, it's been going long enough.
Yeah, it's been going long enough. Yeah, if you know about it by now, it's very consistent. Crowds are always hot for it. In the main, decent wrestling. What more could you ask for?
Yeah. So, show finished. Went and had a chat with Youngie, and also Stevie Knight again.
Stevie Knight, yes, he's regular talking about FWA and all that.
Yeah.
Getting information. Trying to be beckoned in the ring by Will Cruz and paying money for a photo with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I had a decent chat. And then we went to the Market Tavern, which was karaoke night.
It was. Some interesting acts on, weren't there?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I bet they thought they were still in the bedrooms.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, the way they were shouting and running around the crowd with a microphone. Something crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely a place where there's people who's much for wearing that, isn't there?
Yeah. Price of a pint was cheap. $3.55 for an ounce.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? I run the whiskey and coke by then, so... You know, you're alright.
I think we got in for about 11 o'clock, weren't it?
Made the wise decision not to go to the swashbuckle, which would have been probably for the best, and that's why Brett had a bushy tail this morning.
Yeah, review of the breakfast now. I said solid 6.5.
Ooh.
It was done in the shape of an elephant.
It did, if you, you know, use your imagination, where the sausage was. And two big egg-like ears.
Yeah.
There's a few people saying we should have two sausages, etc. What do you want from a hotel breakfast? You know, you're getting it in with the price, so I can't complain, really. I think it was a solid effort.
I said bacon was good. Eggs were good. Solitary sausage. Need more sausage.
More sausage, please.
And beans a bit overcooked, but that'd come home. Had a good wipe up with the bread.
Exactly, yeah. We'll have to clean plate, so there you go.
Yeah, and now here we are. Now here we are on the way home, so... Yeah, overall a good trip. Good trip was had.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be back again this year. More than likely the November show.
Yes.
Yes. So, cheers, Jeff. Where can we follow you?
Jeff Ogden too, if you fancy it.
Follow me at OggyPart3 and follow this podcast at GCP Podcast 1. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. And toodaloo. Bye.